This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack talked summer E15 and Prop 12 during a Senate hearing last week. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told Senate Ag members last week during a Senate hearing that he's confident the EPA will approve an E15 waiver this summer ahead of the agency's permanent green light for year-round sales starting next year. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst told Vilsack that her state's ethanol and corn producers and fuel retailers are in the dark on E15 sales this summer after the EPA delayed its permanent fix until 2025, and she asked Vilsack when or if they can expect a waiver this summer. Vilsack said a waiver could come as soon as next month.
I think it's consistent with the last 2 years when they issued a waiver. I could be wrong about this, Senator. I thought it was in the April timeframe, but whenever it was done last year, I'm pretty sure that they will have the resources and the data necessary to make the decision and have this decision stick.
Separately, Vilsack responded to senators' concern over California's Proposition 12, which restricts sales in the state of products from sows, hens, and calves raised in extreme confinement, even out of state. The Supreme Court sided with California in a challenge, and while Vilsack said he understands why California would want to regulate commerce in their borders, he doesn't think the pork market was taken fully into consideration with this decision.
I totally understand why Californians would want to regulate what happens within the four corners of their state in terms of their own producers, but I don't think the Supreme Court, when it decided that pork producers had a choice to participate in the California market or not, understood the pork market. When you're dealing with 12% of the pork market in one state, there is not a choice between doing business with in California and not in California.
For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.